Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf ches, and we're going to start from the fifth line on the top of the Yomid, Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, Oimrim B'Echad B'Tishrei. Now, what is this referring to? It's referring back to the Mishnah, where we learned in daf Beis, the Gabi Ma'aser Behema, is a machoikis between the Tanakama, which we established yesterday was the mayor. Or the Gemara said it was Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rebbe, who was saying the Mishnah, but it goes Aliba de Rameir. And what does Rameir say? Be Echad be Elul Rosh Hashanah L'Masa Behema. Masa Behema is Echad be Elul. What do we mean that it's Rosh Hashanah L'Masa Behema? It doesn't mean that the animals get together and they start blowing shofar Rosh Hashanah. What we mean to say is that if your person was Zolche to own a whole bunch of animals, and those animals gave birth to babies during the year, if, for instance, five of them were born pre-Rish Chodesh El, and five were born post-Rish Chodesh El, we do not put the five plus five together and say, okay, we got 10 animals. You got to go and give Masa Behema. No, no, no. This is Chodesh, this is Yoshan. These are two separate years. The 10 animals have to be born in the same year. So five are born pre-Rish Chodesh El, and five after Rish Chodesh El, we are not mitzvah of the two together. That's according to the Tanakam. But Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, Oimrim B'Echad B'Tishrei. Echad B'Tishrei, that is the defining moment. If five animals born pre-Rish Chodesh Tishrei, five animals born post-Rish Chodesh Tishrei, they are not mitzvah. But, for instance, in the previous case, if five were pre-Rish Chodesh El, and five were post-Rish Chodesh El, since all 10 were pre-Rish Chodesh Tishrei, right? Then they would be mitzdarif. Then a person would have to take all those animals tachas a shavet v'asir yir kodesh l'hashem. Okay, what's the basis of the machloikis? Says the Gemara, Amar of Yoichanan, Ushneyem mikro echadorshu. Both of them darshan the same pasuk to arrive at the same conclusion. That is, Rameir learning the conclusion that it's v'echad. Gesundheit. Be'echad be'el, you're welcome. Because Reb Shimon learning be'echad be'tishrei. What is the same? Pasuk Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk. Lov shu korim hatzoin v'amokim yad fubar yisroyayu af yoshiru. The lov shu korim hatzoin, explains Rashi, means the tzoin, the animals, are now adding an additional levush, an additional layer of clothing, which is a subtle reference to that the female tzoin have gotten pregnant, and therefore these animals are now adding an additional levush, an additional layer in the form of the embryo out in the uterus, the fetus, where the child is growing inside the baby animal. When does this take place? So it says v'amokim yat fuvor. Amokim yat fuvor means that the valleys now have an ituf. Ituf means like v'sate patzitzis. They are now clothed with bor, with tvua. Tvua is growing, baruch Hashem. It's really nice. You look in the valley. Yisroya'u, and at some point, they begin to go and make noise. Af yeshiru, and they even go and sing praise to Hashem. What does that mean, Yisroya'u af yeshiru? As we'll see in Rashi momentarily, that when the stalks of wheat, of barley, the other tvua, when they become full in their stalks, and if there's a nice wind, they sway in the wind back and forth, and sometimes some of them collide one against the other. When they hit each other, then that's the lotion of making noise, Yisrael, like a trua, to make noise. Af yeshiru, and if they all do it consistently back together, they do it in sync. They do it in sync. It sounds almost like an orchestra singing a beautiful melody. When does all of this take place? That's where the machloikis is going to lie. So let's take a quick look at the Rashi who explains this. Lav shukar matzoin. It's about one or two lines lower than where we are in the Gemara. Lav shukar matzoin, mikra hu b'sefer tilim. Lav shukar matzoin, v'amokim yad fuvar, yisroi af yishiru. Lav shukar matzoin, mislab shois, hakvosim shemisabrois. The female kivsois, who have become pregnant from their mates, they are now pregnant. So that's the additional levush, mislab shois. They have a new layer of clothing. Yad fubar, shehazriya tzimachas v'nikeres yofa. You look in the valley and you can see, baruch Hashem, it's growing beautifully. Until now, it was still part of the winter and it was just barely coming out of the ground, but now it really looks beautiful. Yisroel Av Yashiru Benissen Kishiyagiyaz Man HaKotzir. This is now later on in Nissan time, when it comes the harvest time. Va'atvua Bekoshim Shelo. And now it's not just a question that the Zriyas Tzimachas V'Nikeres Yofa. Now the Tvua has filled up the stalks where you see, oh, it's really now full. V'ruach V'nasheves, and the wind blows. V'Noikshin Zu al zu, and they occasionally hit one another. Nishma hakoil, you can hear the noise. The nirois kimeshoirois, and it appears to a person, oh, look, the tzvua is singing and praising Hashem. Important to know for our Gemara, Zman Ibur Behemadaka is Chamisha Chadoshim, 5 months is the gestation period, that's the pregnancy period for the Behemoth Dakois, because we're talking about Tzoyin. Okay, so let's get back to the Gemara. So we have now that the Tzoyin is becoming pregnant. When does that take place? So the Pasuk tells us two time periods. The Amokim Yad Fuvar. Rashi didn't tell us when that is exactly. That's the time when it starts, the Zriyat Tzimachas V'Nikeres Yofa. But as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, that's Chodesh Adar. And Chodesh Adar, which is already, if you will, end of February, beginning of March, March time, that's when the winter season is, Baruch Hashem, starting to ebb, and as a result of all of the rains and all the snows, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has given the bracha into the tvua, that now you can see it's growing, and it's starting to fill. That is March time, meaning that is other time. You say, Af Yashiru, Rashi said that's Nissan time. The machloikis that we're going to find in the Gemara is, when in fact do the animals become pregnant? Do they become pregnant during Adar, which is the Amokim Yatfu Vorzman, or do they become pregnant in Nisan, which is the Yisrei A'u Af Yoshiruzman? Says that's the reason why David HaMelech puts those two phrases together, the pregnancy of the Tzoyin, that takes place at the same time of the Amokim Yad Fuvar, and therefore Misabreis Be'Adar. So if they become pregnant in Adar, let's add now 5 months. We have Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. The oldest, the Av. So therefore, typically, that's the normal periods for the animals. They typically give birth in Av. Since they give birth in Av, we give people a chance to kind of get their act together, so to speak. And therefore, the Torah gives us an additional few days, a couple of weeks, until the breeding season has ended and all the births have taken place. Rish Chodesh El, that's the line of demarcation. Add up all the animals that were born till now. If you have 10 or more, then you have to go and give Meiser. If it's less than 10, then you don't have to give Meiser. That's Remeir. That's why Remeir says in our Mishnah that the Echod be Elul is Rosh Hashanah L'Masu Be'ema. Rabbi Luz, Rabbi Shimon, Oimim, Eimasai, Love Shukar Matzoin. When do they become pregnant? Bizman, Shisroyo, Af Yashiro. Notice Rabbi Luz, Rabbi Shimon, they jump over and put in parentheses the Amokim Yat Fuvar, and they say, no, this man that the Tzoyin become pregnant, that's really in Nisan time. Yisroyu Af Yashiru, when now the stalks are totally full, ready for harvest, when they have their collisions one against the other, they're singing. Eimasai Shibolim Oimrois Shira, when is that? Ben Nisan. And therefore, since we're saying Love Shukar Matzoyin at the same time as Yisroyu Af Yashiru, Miss Abrois ben Nissen. Okay, so now since we're starting with Nissen, we have to add 5 more months. So we have Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, the oldest be Elul. Okay, so Rishon Shalahan, Tishrei. So we give them again a break for a few days, a couple of weeks. Add up all of your animals. If you have more than 10, boom, you're going to have to give Masa Behema before Rish Chodesh Tishrei. So far, so good. L'chayr, it's very, very straightforward. In other words, the question is, what does Remeya do with the second part of the Pasuk? What do Reb Lazar Reb Shimon do with the first part of the Pasuk? So Remeya says that it says, Yisrael Af Yashiru, Ahu Be'aflisa, the Havyim Benissen. Aflisa are Kiafilois Hena. You have in the Torah, the Gemara says, the Torah tells us, Lagabe the Makkah in Mitzrayim, Ba'kusemis, Asa'ira Ba'kusemis, Loi Nuku, Kiafilois Hena. They grow later on. And therefore what he's saying is, yes, it's taka true that there are some animals that mate and become pregnant in Nisan, but those are the afilos, those are the latecomers. Most of them, the mating season takes place in Adar, and there are a few left over afterwards in the Isri A'u of Yashiru.
Is it latecomers meaning a different species or the same?
No, the same plot? Species. Same species. Same
okay.
If you put your finger here where it says Aflasa in the Gemara, then go down three lines in Rashi. Do you have Rashi Ahub Aflasa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have that?
Yes.
Good. Yesh l'chotsoin hama'atifois u'mis'achrois l'kabal zohar. Listen. Avarubon mi'ador hava. Lehavdil from human beings. After all, they had to make shiduchim. In the animal kingdom, the shiduchim go much more quickly. So most of them got married already in Adar. There were a few latecomers, not all the holds were available, and so you had to wait a little bit. They had to make all types of preparations with the caterer and with the musicians, etc. So those latecomers, they had chasana in Nisan. Exactly. That's readily apparent. Anyway, so getting back to Yomaris. V'idach nami hoksid yisraya af yishiru, ahu bi'aflusad dehavim benisim. Ah, so therefore the pasuk reads very nicely. Love shukarim atzayim. The tzayim are becoming pregnant. When do they become pregnant? 80%, 90% are the amokim yatfu bar. Those are in other times. But there's the remaining 10-20% yisraya af yishiru, the latecomers in chaydish nisim. What does the second man yom, meaning Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, who they go and darshin lof shekar matzoin, when do they become pregnant? At the time of Nisan, which is a time of the Yisri Au af Yeshiru. What do they do with those intervening words v'mokim yatfubar? Ahu becharfaisa the asyan may order. Those are the ones that go quickly in order time, meaning that until now we said 80-90% in Nisan, I'm sorry, 80-90% in Adar, and then 10-20% in Nisan. They say it's the other way around. They say it's 80-90% in Nisan. And those that get pregnant already in Adar, those are the Harfaisa. Those are the ones that found the Shidduch immediately. They didn't want to wait until the next month, and Shnell, let's get Chasen, let's get Mate, and they already became pregnant early. So therefore, according to the view of Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, the way you have to learn Pshat in the Pasuk is Lov Shukarim HaTzoyin, the Tzoyin became pregnant when? Amokim Yadfubar, those are the ones that go quickly, already 5, 10, 20%, that's in Chodesh Adar. Yisrael Af Yeshiru is the remaining 80, 90%, the vast majority, which is in Chodesh Nisan.
So it's really not something, it's really a question of a Metzias. I mean, effectively, it's the pasuk is a source.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't the question of Metzius, when are most behemadakas born?
Yeah.
So why is it a?
I hear you loud and clear, Chayes. I don't know. It may be just a chash. When do the assumption? I don't know. So to Avishlam the Rameyer Kidachsev Losh Vikara Tzoin, Bizman Shemokim Yad Fubar. According to Rameyer, the Pasuk is really written very, very nicely. In other words, it goes in order. When is Lavshukar Matzoin? In Adar. When Amokim Yad Fubar. And then the second part of the Pasuk, where it says, Yisrayaf Yeshir, that's the residue, that's the remainder. The economy, they're all to those 5-10%, Yisrayaf Yeshir. El Rav Zeru Shimon. Where the vast majority get pregnant in Nisan time and not in other time, so shouldn't the Pasuk say the other way around? Love Shukar Matzoin, when Bizman Yisrael Af Yeshiru, and don't forget that there are those that go and work very, very quickly. The Kanami Damokim Yad Fubar, those that get pregnant already in the previous month in other. But the vast majority get pregnant in this. So Ibazoi, the Pasuk is a little bit out of order, out of sequence. And therefore, Elam Rabba says, you know what? You're absolutely right. We're going to forget about that pshat. On to a new pshat. The Kuli Amalav Shukarim Atzoyim Bizman Shemokim Yad Fubar Ba'adar. Everybody agrees. So that takes care of your Metzias issue. Everybody agrees that 95% of all the animals get pregnant other time. And therefore, since they get pregnant in other, L'choyre, everybody should agree that the Zman for the birth of all of these pregnancies is in Av, and then subsequently Rish Chodesh El should be the Zman and Masa Behaima. So why is there a machlokes? The machlokes is based on a different pasuk, as we lay on Yom Tovim, Aser to Aser, Eis Kol Tvuasarecha. Why did it say Aser to Aser twice? Bishnei Maser Zakos Medabu, referring to two different Masers, Echa Maser Behema V'Echa Maser Dogen. The Maser Behema that we've been talking about until now, and Masers that you give from your Dogen, in other words, the Goncha Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha, that you give mice. The Ramei Yisover Makish Maser Behema the Maser Dogen, by the fact that the Torah puts the two together, it juxtaposes one Maser with the other Maser. What does it come to tell you? Ma Maser Dogen Samach the Gemaroi Isurai. Just like by Maser Dogen, as it is finished, that's when you give, or that's at least when these man maestresses, what do you mean once it gets finished? Because when do they collect together all of the tvua and all of the payers from the fields? They collect them together in Elul time, so that they should be finished for the, actually according to this month, the Yomar, they are ready in the previous month, in they're already collecting it, and so, sorry. My Maser Dogen Samach Gemara Isurai. Maser Dogen, according to everybody, is Rish Chodesh Tishrei. So therefore, when do they collect together all the Dogen from the fields? Thank you, and from the valleys and from the roofs. And when they, not just Dogen, it means all of the fruits and everything. It's Elul time. Since it's Elul time, by Rish Chodesh Tishrei, that's when the Torah says you have to go and give Maser for Maser Dogen. It's Af Maser Behema Somach LeGemara Yisurai. There too, since the animals Bederach Klal are all born in Av, so Somach LeGemara Yisurai means that Shchodesh El, shortly thereafter, that's the Zman of giving Maser Behema. For Pelosan Reb Shimon Sabri Makish Maser Behema LeMaser Dogen, we agree to the Hekish, but we agree that Ma Maser Dogen Rosh Hashanah Shaloi Tishrei, Maser Dogen is Tishrei, that's our Mishnah, that's a Braisa later on, Daf Yud Beis. Maser Behema Rosh Hashanah Shaloi is also Tishrei. Ah, so therefore, the question is, how do I learn the Hekish from one Maser to the other? Do I learn it's the exact same date? Just like Maser Behema, just like Maser Dogon is Rish Chodesh Tishrei, Maser Behema is also Rish Chodesh Tishrei. Or do I say, no. Just like by Maser Dogon, the Maser deadline, or Rosh Hashanah, is shortly after the harvest is completed. When we say harvest, really the collection. So too, when do we collect together all the animals, those the newborns that just got born? That's in Chodesh Av. Samach Ligomra Yisuroi is on Rish Chodesh El. And with this, we've completed that discussion, and now we're on to the next part of the Mishnah. Bi'echad b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah le'shanim. Now, the word shanim, of course, is a vague term. It's Rosh Hashanah for the years. For what purpose? All of the things that we're talking about in the Mishnah are for years. So, what's meant is l'shanim, and we'll see in the Gemara, it's going to be a two or three way machlekes. L'may hilchasa amar papa l'shtarois. Writing a shtar, didnan, shtari choyv hamukdom, psulim, vamukharim ksherim. This is what we had at the very beginning of our Masechta, that one has to be very careful when you're dating your shtar, because chas v'sholem, if you don't date it correctly, you can, chas v'sholem, perpetrate a fraud against individuals. So what type of individual? You have a person who unfortunately is desperate for money. So first he goes and sells his property. He still doesn't have enough money because unfortunately he's frittered it away. And now what does he do? He starts borrowing money. So now the lenders say, do you have any collateral, any security? I'm afraid not. I sold my last property last week. Ooh, no problem. Let's go and take the shtar and predate it or backdate it and make it as if the loan took place a month ago. At that time, you still own the property. So if you don't pay back the loan in a year from now, we'll take out the shtar and we'll say, oh, you see, this loan took place prior to the sale, so there's a pre-existing lien, like a mortgage on the property, and I'll be able to go and take the property away from the lekuchos. And that's why shtari chayv hamukdamim, if they're backdated, is psulim, they're possible. Hamukharim, yes?
But if the property was conveyed, wouldn't they have supposed, you know, ki'ilu check title, that everything...
They checked it from A to Z.
I know that.
That's why he's saying ki'ilu, right. They'll ask around town, they'll ask in all the Bata Midrashim, right. All the Bata Kenesiyos, they'll ask everybody and anybody, and everybody assured them, yeah, no, there's no outstanding loan, 0, 0, 0. And now a year later, 5 years later, somebody takes out a shtar, uh-oh, I guess they missed. They said that they checked the title and they went all over and they asked everybody. I guess they missed this one. It's crystal clear. There's a loan document that predates that sale. So you're going to say, well, maybe it's a fraud. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. But you see that it's signed by two nice Adam, and they appear to be nice guys. Both of them have already traveled. They used to live here. Now they live in Texas. They live in Australia. Whatever. The point is, it opens up the doors for potential fraud, and that's why we tell all Sofrim and all Adam, only sign a document that has the proper date, not a backdated shtar. But Mukharim, and those that are post-dated, in other words, the loan took place today, and rather they go and say it took place a month from now, that's really against their own interest, because who knows what's going to happen in the intervening month. The seller or the borrower might sell all of his properties, so it's silly for them to do that, but if they did it, they're willing to, then sure, it's a kosher shtar. Okay, so that's what it means, Lishonim, that when you go and see a shtar, and it says in it, so the Gemara really isn't firos, but it really means Legabe, the Melochim, that if you have King Louis, King Henry, or whatever, and now it's in his second year of his reign, or tenth year of his reign, so when do they, when does it become the second, the third year, and the tenth year? It all becomes at the time of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Misham. Frank the Gemara. That doesn't make sense. Vatanan, when we began our Masechta a week ago, we learned Vatanan be Echad ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Mlachim. The Rosh Hashanah L'Mlachim is on Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'yamrinan, and when we learned the Mishnah, we asked, L'may Hilchasa, what does that mean, L'Mlachim? That means you have to go and send the telegram every Rosh Chodesh Nisan to the Melech to go and say, ah, Melech, long live the king. V'yamrav Chizal Ishtaris, no, to go and tell you Hilchashtaris. So come to Chodesh, I have a stira. In the beginning of the Mishnah, in the beginning of our Masechta, we said, Be'echad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Mlachim, for Shtarai's purposes. And now we're saying, Be'echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Mlachim, for Shtarai's purposes. So what's going on? If you're writing in your Shtar that it's the 12th year, or the 100th year, or the 1000th year, otherwise for Dovid HaMelech, that's Malchi Yisrael. That you have to go from Rish Chodesh Nisan. But if you're talking about King Louis, and King Paroi, or somebody else, Mumas Oilam, that you start for Echad B'Tishrei. Why is this Echad B'Nisan? Why is Echad B'Tishrei? You remember at the beginning of our Masechta, we learned from a number of Psukim. Here, the Gabi Shloim Melech, we learned from Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the same Pasuk took about Yitzias Mitzrayim and Melech Shloim, so therefore we said it must be the same Rosh Chodesh Nisan, just like Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then the Gabi, the Umas Olam, we said that we're going to learn from Artachshasta, who was Daryavesh, who was Kodesh, who was originally a good king, and afterwards he became a bad king. He was Hechmetz. Why was he Hechmetz? He gave 3-4 reasons. Anyway, but bottom line is, by Umas Olam, it's not Be'echad B'Nisan, it's Be'echad B'Tishrei.
Hechmetz means he's soured?
Hechmetz, he's soured, correct.
The Klafta?
That was one of the three. Yeah. There were two other reasons, too. And the Hodi Amar of Chizda. Back on Dav Gimel, we quoted Rav Chizda say, Lo Yishanu, that it says at the outset of our Mishnah, that Be'echad B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim, and we said, what does that mean? L'Gabi Shtarois, said Rav Chizda, Lo Yishanu L'Malchi Yisrael, that's talking about Malchi Yisrael. Av L'Malchi, Umasa Oila, Mitishri Maninan, Freyti Gemara, Rav Chizda Mas Nisan, Oslash Minan, if you're telling me that that's the pshat in the Mishnah, that the first words, Be'echad B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim, is Malchi Yisrael. And now it's in Be'ach B'Tishrei Shana L'Shanim is Malchei Umas Olam. So Rav Chizda is telling us and repeating to us the Mishnah. The Mishnah says these words. Beferish. You don't have to have Rav Chizda say, L'Shana, don't think that we're talking about all Malachim. No, no, no. This is Malchei Yisrael. Malchei Umas Olam is Tishrei. Shkoyach. Wait for one more line in the Mishnah. Two lines. And you'll see that the Mishnah says that Rosh Hashanah L'Mlachim, meaning for the other kings, the Umas Olam starts from Rosh Hashanah, from Echad B'Tishrei. Every more light. That's not what Rav Chizda came to tell us. Rav Chizda kroy oslash minin. Rav Chizda came to tell us psukim. What does Yomar mean that Rav Chizda came to tell us psukim? Back on the Gimel on the Aleph, when we had Rav Chizda at the bottom of the Omelet on the fourth wide line. Om Rav Chizda, I'm quoting from Daf Gimel. Lo yishana ala malchi yisrael ala malchi umas ha'oilam yitishrei moninan. Shanemar devinachem yeben chachalio. Oh, so the first part that there's Malchi Yisrael, Malchi Umas Oilam. Rabbi Akiva says, of course, that's the Mishnah, sure. I'm not adding anything. But you're wondering, how do I know that Malchi Umas Oilam goes back to Tishrei? I'll bring Urias from Psukim in Nechemya. He's coming to tell us not the interpretation or the halacha. He's telling us the Mekoyrois from the Psukim. Rav Chizda k'Rav Zeira Masnila. Rav Chizda learns pshat in Bi'echa B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Lishanim. Where does he learn it from? From Rav Zeira. To Rav Zeira Omar Lit Kufa. Rav Lezi the Yom B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar L'Din. What's going on? What the Gemara is saying is that you hopped on the first pshat of Rav Papa. That Rav Papa said that the Echa B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Lishanim. And then we said, what does that mean, Lishanim? So Rav Papa means Lishtar. So what means Lishtar? That means Lemalachim. Albat Chastira, at the beginning of the Mishnah, it says, V'Echa B'Nisan, here it says, V'Echa B'Tishrei, Amrav Chizda, Lishanu, etc. See, Moses says, what does Rav Chizda have to tell us? State of Afeish in the Mishnah. Pshat is because Rav Chizda interprets the word Shanim differently than Rav Papa. He learns Shanim, comes to tell us either Tkufa, or, as we'll see in another moment, is in fact another pshat in the word shanim. It's talking about ledin. What letkuf and ledin is, we'll see momentarily. But the point is that Rav Chizda, in fact, does not learn that Rosh Hashanah Lishanim refers to the Malchei Umoiso Oilam for purposes of shtaris. Nothing to do with that. Our Mishnah only tells us one halacha legabi melachim and legabi shtaris. And that's B'Echa B'Nissen, Rosh Hashanah Lim Lachim, says now Rav Chizda. I want you to know, Rabbi Yisai, that that only applies to Malchei Yisrael. Malchei Umas Ha'olam is not addressed in our Mishnah at all. Zero. What is the din by Malchei Umas Ha'olam? That does not go to Rish Chodesh Nissen. That goes to Rish Chodesh Tishrei. Now you're wondering, why Taka doesn't the Mishnah enumerate that as well? So there's a small choices here in the middle of the Amid. Rav Chizda k'Rav Zeira. Why Taka doesn't it say, according to Rav Chizda, Tishrei, Echad B'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Malchei Umas Ha'olam, Shevdum Umas Ha'olam, like Kamayri. We're not talking about Gentile kings, we're talking about Jewish kings, and we're talking about other things which have effect on Jewish life, even though, of course, the Malchei Umas Ha'olam also has effect, because when we write any secular document, we have to worry about the Malchei Umas Ha'olam. And back on Daf Beis, Daf Gimel, remember the Tosis said, Gavi Gittin, you go to Malchei Umas Ha'olam, because that's a Dover Choshem Ma'od. But the point is, Amish, not talking about Umas Ha'olam, we're talking about Jewish kings, not Gentile kings, not that there's any discrimination, we're just not on the agenda, we're not just not talking about it.
Why was this tekufa of season? What's
we haven't explained that yet. I said we're going to get to that. Remember I said we'll get to that in a moment? So first we have to understand that there is no longer a kasha on Rav Chizda, because not that Rav Chizda is repeating what it says in the Mishnah, because the second time the Malchei Umas Ha'olam according to Rav Chizda doesn't appear in the Mishnah at all. Zero. Gunish. It only talks about the Malchei Yisrael. Therefore Rav Chizda has to tell everybody, when we learn Malachim and Daf Beis, that's Malchei Yisrael. Malchei Umas Ha'olam has a different din from Tishrei. So how taka does Rav Chizda learn pshat in our Mishnah when it says Lishanim? Says the Gemara, that's like Rav Zeira that said Litkufa. Now what does Tekufa mean? Our Gemara doesn't explain what the Tekufa is. However, Rashi explains it a little bit. And Mir Tashem, we're going to learn more about this as we go further in the Perek. And that is, if you want to just take a quick look at the last toisvis, the tkufa is krablez, the yom tishrei nivra oilam, umoinen moilet halavonav hatkufa mi echad betishrei. As we know, there's something known as the moilet. That's something that they go and announce always in shul at the time when we're going and Rish Chodesh mentioned. And that has, of course, ramifications for purposes of when you can go make Kiddush Levana. Until the moilet, or 7 days after the moilet, 14 days after the moilet, whatever, according to your different minhagim. But bottom line is, that's part of Tekufa. Another part of Tekufa is that, as you know, there's that very, very rare mitzvah that we only do once in every 28 years, Be'echa Sechama, that also depends on the Tekufais. So there are various astronomical calculations that have to be made that have halachic application. We're going to learn more about this in a couple of days. Those are all tied in with Tekufa, and it only goes according to Rebbe Elazar, the Amar B'Tishrei Nivra Oilam. As you recall, Rashi in Parshas Noach has a famous machloikis between Reb Leza and Reb Yeshua, whether B'Tishrei Nivra Oilam or B'Nissan Nivra Oilam, and that will be enough gemina when the Mabul took place. Did the Mabul take place in Tishrei and Cheshvin, etc.? Did it start from Nissan Iyar, etc.? So, that's what Reb Zeira says is a pshat in the Mishnah, what it says, Lashonim, that when was the world created? B'Tishrei Nivra Oilam, and for all purposes of the Moilid Halavona, and the Mazolois, and the Din of Birchas Hachama, things which are attached to, or are referred to, or attributed to, Shkayach, any astronomical types of phenomena, that starts from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Therefore, our mission is going to tackle like Reb Leza, like Reb Zeira. Rav Nachman Yitzchok, I have a brand new pshat l'din. L'din means the way we are familiar with Echad B'Tishrei, that's when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is sitting in judgment upstairs on the entire world, not only on the Jewish people, but even on the Ummah Sa'ilam, to decide whether they're going to live that year, not that year. Echad L'Mageifa, it's going to be Chas V'Shalom a year of COVID, or it's going to be a year of Shalv and fine and good and vile. All of that is decided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. Tachsiv, Mereishis Hashana V'Yad Achris Shana. We state in the Pasuk, Eretz Asher Hashem L'Kecha Doirish V'Yisa, Tamid Eini Hashem L'Kecha Bah, Mereishis Hashana V'Yad Achris Shana.
Your father used to quote that Pasuk.
Sorry,
I think your father used to quote that Pasuk.
Good. And what did he say about that Pasuk?
I'm trying to remember now. He said...
So let me see if I can perhaps help you.
Yeah.
And that is, there seems to be a disconnect in the Pasuk. Rashi's Hashana, you would expect that the Pasuk would end off Fiat Achris Hashana. Or, may Rashi's Shana Fiat Achris Shana. Why does it start off Rashi's Hashana with a Hei HaYidia and end off Achris Shana without the Hei HaYidia? So the Yismach Moshe, which is the Iel Ruf, that was the granddaddy of the Satmar Chassidus, the Satmar Ruf Zatzal was an einikel of the Yismach Moshe. Even today, people go to Ihel in Hungary go to the oil over there, and there's minyanim going on, they built up against the shul over there, and they have meals, etc. Anyway, so Yismach Moshe's cave is a famous cave where people go to for yard site, etc., for brochas, schools, what have you. Anyway, so, Vus Envite, the answer is, he says that when it comes Rosh Hashanah, every Jew says to himself, I'm going to do tshiva now, tshiva meyira, tshiva meyahava, and this year I'm going to take upon myself to be a much better person. I didn't learn so much in the previous year. This year, Miyat Hashem, I'm going to learn at least half of Shas, if not the whole Shas. And if I previously learned the whole Shas, I'm going to learn the whole Yerushalmi this year. And if previously, in the previous year, I didn't give enough tzedakah, this year, I'm going to give tzedakah. And if the previous year, I didn't dab with sufficient kavana, this year... So he starts off the year saying, this year is going to be the year of grand slams every single day. Every day I'm going to go and daven, and I'm going to go and learn, and I'm going to... By the end of the year, you're going to see I'm going to be a tzaddik kador, I'm going to be a goy, and I'm going to... Kibbalik. And then the year passes by, and now we're up to the next year, and the person does a look back at the previous year, and he says, you know what? All of those New Year's resolutions were one, well, certainly well-intentioned, but unfortunately nothing ever happened. Or in Lahavdil, you have a person who's in business, he says, until now I didn't do such a great job, but this year I'm going to hit home runs every day, I'm going to go, I'm going to get clients, and I'm going to get customers, and I'm going to sell, and I'm going to become a multimillionaire. And at the end of the year, he's still the same guy that he was a year ago. So, Dr. Pasuk do Mereishis Hashana. When it starts off, you say, I'm starting off the year with a bang, with a hey, how you dear? Oh, am I going to go in success with that? By the end of the year, Manachris, Shana was a regular year like all the previous years that I've lived until now. Ruchem to you. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara now, what the Gemara is telling us is, this is Rosh Hashanah B'Yachav Tishrei, Kadosh Baruch Hu sits within on the Kisei HaKovet and decides what's going to happen. Zog the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Nidoin, Mayehei, Misoifah. How do I know that this takim Rishis Hashana? But Rishis Hashana could be Rish Chodesh Nisan. Rish Chodesh could be Rish Chodesh Iyar or Sivan or Tavus. How do I know that this is Davka Tishrei? Oh, the Chsiv Tikva Chodesh Shofar. But Kes Liem Chageinu, Ezeu Chag Shaha Chodesh Miskasavoy. Have you Oymeze Rosh Hashana? Says in the pasuk, "Bakesa liyom chagenu." Chagenu means our festival, our yontif. Bakesa, bakesa darshins the Gemara. That's the festival that takes place when the chodesh is miskasa. I cannot tell whether there is the word of chodesh over here is not referring to the month, but it's referring to really to the levana. I cannot tell whether there's a new levana to be able to mekadesh the chodesh and to start a new chodesh. So which yontif is that that happens at the time that chodesh was kasa? Why? That's of course Rosh Hashanah. Because when you come to Sukkot or Pesach or Shavuos, you can see the Levana, assuming that it's not a cloudy day or it's not raining, you can see the Levana very brightly, especially in the middle of the month. You have a Chodesh Levana b'milua. But when it's Rosh Chodesh, you got to look in here and here and everywhere. You have to wait until Edom come and say, "Oh, we saw the Levana. Where did you see it?" Etc. So Chodesh Pesach over there, Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Uksev and Shtei Vayit, the next pasuk, these two psukim go together. Tikva b'chodesh shofar b'kes liyom chagenu ki choyk liyisrael hu mishpat l'kei Yaakov. Ah, this is the time ki choyk liyisrael hu mishpat l'kei Yaakov. Kodesh Baruch Hu sits to be done b'mishpat on Klal Yisrael and on the Umos Olam. Turn around. Ki choyk liyisrael hu mishpat l'kei Yaakov malam ishen bezin shol mal and nechnosu l'din alim kein kitchu bezin shol mata es ha-chodesh. Meaning that a Kodesh Baruch Hu kaviyochel, he handed over the Torah to Klal Yisrael and he said, "You guys make all the decisions. When you down below decide that it's going to be Rosh Chodesh, and in particular Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, then I, the Rabbi Shalom Kaviyachal, will sit on the Kisei HaKovet to decide all the nations of the world what's going to be in the forthcoming year." So therefore, the way the Gemara is learning is, Ki Choyk LiYisrael Hu, it's the portion for Klal Yisrael. Choyk meaning it's their portion of the mitzvah that they have to go and decide when Rosh Chodesh is. After Yisrael does its choyk, does its function of deciding, then Mishpat Kei Yaakov, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then I'm going to start the Mishpat to decide for the world. Tani Idach, I have another braisa, Choyk Yisrael Hu, Engli El Yisrael. Maybe the whole dinu mishpat only refers to Klal Yisrael. Maybe the Umas Ha'olam get a free pass. Maybe there is no din up in Shemayim. So Tumad Umas Ha'olam Inayim, how do I know? Tamalam says the Pasuk, Mishvalukei Yaakov. In other words, the Pasuk would seem to be duplicative or repetitive. How? Because the Pasuk says, Ki Choyk Yisrael Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is deciding the Choyk for Klal Yisrael. He's deciding the Mishpat for the Kei Yaakov. Sounds like Yaakov Yisrael. Sounds like the same thing. So why is it repeating it twice? Oh, it's repeating twice. Choyk Yisrael, oh, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to decide the year for Klal Yisrael. And then Elikei Yaakov, the God, the Rebbeinu Shalom of Yaakov, meaning in the God, the Rebbeinu Shalom, will also decide the Mishpat. For whom? Well, I already said for Yisrael. We already said that. Oh, must be by default. It must be for the Umayis Olam as well. That being the case, if the Kodesh Baruch Hu is deciding both of them, then why are we splitting it up? Kichoyk Yisrael and Mishpat Kei Yaakov. We could have said Kichoyk or Mishpat for Kol Olam Kulay. Why are we splitting up Yisrael and then the Umayis Olam? Talk to Yomara and came out from Olam Kichoyk Yisrael. Malamich Yisrael Nichnos and Tchilul Eden. Ah, we get priority. We get to stand online first, and after Yisrael is Kodesh Baruch Hu is done, or Klal Yisrael, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu goes then to the Umos Olam, to the Japanese, with the Chinese, with the Koreans, and the all the
VIP treatment.
We get VIP treatment. Now, what's that kind of reason? Why Yisrael? Rav Chizkiya is not talking specifically of Klal Yisrael vis-a-vis the Umos Olam, but he's giving a parallel. Melech v'tzibur, Melech nichnas tchila l'din. When it comes taki on Rosh Hashanah, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is down the whole world, the Melech of Klal Yisrael, in the times of the Melachim, Tavid HaMelech, Shloim HaMelech, etc., they went in first, so to speak, and then see, but then the rest of us were Nichas Ledin. Shenema, how do I know? Mishpat Avdoi, or Mishpat Amoi. Where's the full Pasuk here? Again, a Pasuk in Melachim. Mishpat Avdoi. Umishpat Amoy Yisrael Dvaryon Biyamai. So since it says Avdei first, Avdei in this connection is referring to the king, Mishpat Amoy is referring to the rest of the nation, and so therefore Avdei comes before Amoy. And here too, Yisrael comes before Umas Oilam. What's the raya? Because my time. Huh? What's the reason why Taka that the Melech goes in first? It's pasnish. Can you imagine? The Melech comes for an appointment. He has to sit in the waiting room and some schlepper goes in first. The Melech has to go be given proper reverence and dignity. After all, he's the king. So the king goes in first. So, same thing is Legabi Yisrael. And Umas Oilam, Yisrael is considered to be the Melech. After all, Kadosh Baruch Hu considers us to be B'ni B'chor Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. So the children, they go in first. And then after that, the fremda, the strangers, they go in number two. Unfortunately, when Kadosh Baruch Hu listens and reviews the records and sees Nebuch, how many terrible things happened throughout the year, the murders and the kidnappings and the extortions and the robberies and the this and the that and the other thing, Rabbi Shalom gets quite upset upstairs in Shemayim and says, come on, a little moral decency, what's going on over here? So therefore that we let the Melech go in first before the Klal Yisrael, because after listening to Klal Yisrael's pekel, Kadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom could be so upset, he might punish the Melech. So let's go and have the Melech go in first. So even if the Melech has sinned, but it's only one person sinning, so at least he'll get some. We're hoping that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to have compassion and mercy on the king, and then let the rest of the rank and file of Klal Yisrael after that, before the Leifish Charoinav, before Kadosh Baruch Hu gets upset. And now talking about Umas Oilam vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael, the assumption is that the Umas Oilam have far more sins than Klal Yisrael has. So let Klal Yisrael go in first before Kadosh Baruch Hu gets very angry when he's done the sins of the Umas Oilam. And now we continue on. Weiter in the Mishnah, when we said that Echad Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Lishonim, remember we had now three separate Pshatim. Shonim could refer to the Shtoreis of the Malchi Umas Oilam. It could refer to the Tkufois, and it could also refer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu sitting Bedin on Rosh Hashanah. That's the Shonim. But now let's go on to the next one, Ulishmitin. That when the Shemitah begin, for instance this year, it began on Rish Chodesh Tishrei. It didn't start on Rish Chodesh Nisan, it didn't start Rish Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, it started Rish Chodesh Tishrei, was the beginning of the Shemitah year. We know then, how do I know? The Chassidim said the Pasuk about Shana Shviyas, Shabbos Shabbos Yili Aret. Okay, but it doesn't tell us when that year begins. The Gomar Shana Shana Mitishrei. Tichsiv Mereshis Ha Shana, and Achris Shana. So it says the word Shana, and we already concluded that that Shana is referring to Rish Chodesh Tishrei. How do I know Tika B'Chodesh Shofar Kes Liyam Chagenu, like we had on the bottom of the Yamin at the top of the Yamin? So that's talking about Be'echad B'Tishrei, and therefore I learned Shana Shana. Here's the Rosh Shana Hashviyas, and there's the Mereshis Ha Shana, Be'achris Shana, and then Shana from Shana Rish Chodesh Tishrei. Breaking up with Shana Shana Mei Nisan Tichsiv Rishenu Lechem Lechotche Hash. Every more done in Shana Shani Mochadoshim, Mishana Shani Mochadoshim, they done in Shana Shani Mochadoshim, Mishana Shayesh Imochadoshim. Here in the case of Tishrei, it says Rishon Lechem, Lechotche Hashana. And you remember yesterday we learned Lechotche Hashana, Lechotche Shana. How do we know Legabi, the Truma that one gives on the Shkolim, the Machtsa Shekel, that we have to go and Chadesh and bring new Karbonois every Rish Chodesh Nisan? So how do we know that? Sigmara says, because it says in the Pasuk, Chodesh Chodshi Chodshi Hashanah, it says three times. So it's Oilas Chodesh B'Chodshai L'Chodshi Hashanah. Sigmara said, it says Chodshi Hashanah by the Truma Shkolim, Chadesh B'Havei from the Truma Chadasha. And here it says Chodshi Hashanah the Gabe Nisan, Rish Lechem Chodshi Hashanah, Chodshi Hashanah, Chodshi Hashanah. And the Gemara asks, why don't we go and learn from the Shana, Mereshis Hashanah, but Achris Shana, that is Rish Chodesh Tishrei? Because here it says Chodshi Hashanah. In the case of the Trumas of Shkolim, there it says the same thing also. Zois Oilas Chodesh B'Chodshei L'Chodshei Hashanah. I learned one Chodshei Hashanah, the other Chodshei Hashanah, rather than learning Chodshei Hashanah from Shana. Here the Gemara says just the opposite. I'm learning Dafka from Rish Chodesh Tishrei because it says over here just the word Shana alone. It doesn't say Chodshei Hashanah. And by Shemitah it just said Shana Hashviyas. I learned Shana from Shana, one to the other, to tell you that Shemitah begins Rish Chodesh Tishrei and not Rish Chodesh Nisan. Yet, since in both cases just says Shana, not Chodshei Hashana, so I learned it from Rish Chodesh Tishrei, Mishana Sheini Mochadoshim, maybe Dana Shana Sheini Mochadoshim, since we're trying to learn the din of Hashana Hashvias, which is Shmita year, doesn't say Chodshei Hashana, I learned Mishana Sheish Mochadoshim, the Ein Dana Mishana Sheish Mochadoshim, I don't learn it from the Pasik of Nisan, I'd rather learn from the Pasik of Tishrei. And now we talk about the Yovel year. Yovel year all to start on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Frey Timara, Yovel's Be'achmet Tishrei Hu. Yovel's Be'yodmet Tishrei Hu. Yovel year really starts on Yod Tishrei on Yom Kippur. Tichsid it says in the Piyasik. Be'yom HaKippurim Ta'avira Shoifu B'chol Arzachem. That on Yom Kippur is the time that we blow the shofar. Yeah. And what happens, what happens after that? V'kidashim eshnasa chamishim shana. The next pasuk immediately thereafter says, if you want to look at number 6 and 7 on the side of the Gemara, v'bat shofar trua b'chodesh shvi, blow shofar on Osar lachoidish b'yom HaKippurim, blow the shofar, and then it says b'kidash ishnasa chamishim shana. Now you're going to be mekadosh. You're going to sanctify the 50th year. Ukrosim dror b'chorin sechol yishbeha, and you'll have the jubilee year. Yovel hitia lechem, and the let freedom cry out throughout the land. B'shavta mishal chuzash mishal b'shavta teshuvu. All of that seems to be a continuation of the Yom Kippur blowing of the shofar. So it didn't start on Rosh Hashanah. It starts on Yom Kippur, and you zom b'yecha b'tishrei. Chodesh Shvat. After the Gemara, Hamani Reb Shimon Benoish Reichem Bebraki, the Sanya, the Kiddushim Eish Nasa Chamishim Shana Ma Talmud Loimar, Lefisha Nema B'Yom Kippurim Yochel Tei Loitei Miskadeshes El Yom Kippur Ve'Elach. Oh, Taka, this diuk, the fact that the pasuk says blow shofar on Yom Kippur, so I would think that's when Yovel begins. On not on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, that's when the Jubilee begins, the Jubilee year of the Yovel. So I would think Tamaloimer. That's why the next pasuk says Vikidashim Eish Nasa Chamishim Malamechim Iskadeshes Voileches Mitchilosa. This Kiddushim Eish Nasa Chamishim tells you that the Kiddushas Yovel already begins on Rosh Hashanah of the Yovel year. So what is this point of blowing the shofar on Yom Kippur, and that inaugurates and celebrates the freedom and the liberty in the country, that the fields go back and that the avodim go back home? There seems to be a disconnect. Is it Rosh Hashanah? Is it Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, Mikan Omer Bishmol Benoy Shavrichim and Breika, that it's, if you will, like a Bein Hashmoshes time. We wouldn't allow the avodim to go free back to their homes, as well as they no longer have any further obligations to their masters. Ella, rather, during that 10-day period, they go and eat and drink, and they are merry, if you will. And they're already wearing crowns on their head. We don't mean literally crowns on their head. We mean figuratively that they are now free people, and that they can go and say proudly, "Ah, ich bin dechan eigener, I'm a free person." And now when Yom Kippur happens, Tikku or Toku, Bezim Shofar, the Bezim go and blow the Shofar. Nifter Avonim Batayim, now the Avonim can go home. The Sodis Chosu Baleim, and the Sodis go back to their Baalim. So during that 10-day period, it's kind of a twilight period, if you will. The Avonim are now packing their suitcases, packing their bags. They are having.
They don't take the silverware with them.
And they have to go, and they have a farewell banquet for the next few days, and they feel free, and they're breathing free air, but they can't go home yet. Got to wait until Yom Kippur, and then they go. So therefore, our mission, what it says, V'yechem Tishrei, is talking not like the Rabbanan that hold that everything begins from Yom Kippur, but it's like Reb Shmuel, Benoit, Shaprechem, and Breika, that it starts already, the whole process begins on Rosh Hashanah, on Echem Tishrei. Do you have a question, Barry?
No.
Okay. These were, yeah, Ibrahim, I guess, so they were,
Finally.
It's interesting, though, because it's a Shemay Tshuva also. It's interesting that they're Smechem, Ochlin, Veshosim, and Smechem. It's also a Shemay Tshuva. They're going to be free people now for the first time in a period after being Avodim, and now they're everyone else is, you know, Avinu Malkeinu, and they're like, you know, they're having a party. It's a contrast.
I'm assuming that they're saying Avinu Malkeinu also, but while everybody else is in a very depressed state, worried about the Yom HaDin, they are in a bit of a happy mood. And those of us at Baruch Hashem didn't do sins in the previous year, also in a happy mood. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm going to be Nechtem and Nechtem and Nechtem, Altul Chaim, Tim, Shalom, etc. Anyway, getting back to Gemara, Rashi said in the middle of the Rashi, Vatrisein Barashayin, in Rotza, if he wants to go and put on like a crown on his head, if he wants to, he can go and show, I'm a free man, I can wear my crown, I'm proud, I'm out of here, etc. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara.
So in that twilight period, usually Evan Ivri can live with a Shivcha Knanis.
I don't know.
He's sort of a Shemesh. I mean, what happens? I mean, suddenly they separate.
He had been married to her.
If he's been married to her, so what happens? They sleep separately. What goes on suddenly there?
Wow. You know, it's like, get divorced.
The Baal does. Is the Baal to let her go too? No.
Very good question. Very good.
The children. The children belong to the Baal.
Why you stayed in the first place?
Right. I was saying, but now that's the point. And now. He has to go. Now it's over. His avdus is over. He has to leave. Right?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Right, so now...
Well, he has to give him this. Maybe he'll buy her out.
Maybe. Let's go back. V'rabanan. You're Mekadesh Shonim and not Mekadesh Chadoshim. What does he mean with that? Says Rashi, right after that, Tresim B'Rashim, Shonim Atem Mekadesh Kishishnas Yoivel Nichnasa Mitzvah Al Bezel Loimar Mikudeshes Hashana. When the new year begins, it's a mitzvah Mekadesh the new year. What does he want me to say? What was the Makoyer of Rabbi Shmuel Benoish of Yechim and Broika that there is this twilight period from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur? From the words Vikidashim Eishnasa Hamishim Shana. Says the Gemara, say the Rabbanan, that's not what it's coming for. Really, the beginning of Yovel year is an Asaro Asiri Letishrei on Yom Kippur. Bikidash Shnas Chamishim Shana means that you have to be Mekadosh the new year. How you Mekadosh the new year? The Bez Nagodol has to proclaim and say, Ramoisai, Yovel, Mekudosh, Mekudosh Hashon. Liat Mekadosh Chadoshim. However, you don't have to say Mekadosh Chodesh each time there is a new month. Now, as Rashi points out, this is a Das Yochid, this is not the Das Rabbim, because the Das Rabbim, as we're going to have later on in our Masechta, is that every single month after the two Edom come, you have to go and say Mekudesh, 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 the Chodesh is Mekudesh. However, this Man Yomid that the Gemara refers to as Rabbanon, they disagree. And they say that on every Rosh Chodesh, it was not necessary to become a Mekadesh it. And how do I know that they don't have to make that official proclamation Mekudesh HaChodesh? Because Shonim Atem Mekadesh V'yatem Mekadesh Chodoshim. If you look at the next Rashi, V'yatem Mekadesh Shum Chodesh Kiblot Reb Shimon Yom HaKamon, and we'll learn that in the next parak. Bein Shaloi Nira Bizmanoi. Say if they saw the new Levana at the proper time. Say if nobody saw it the proper time because it was totally cloudy and they could only see it another day later. The Bezin does not have to proclaim Mekudesh Chodesh. Obviously, if people want to know when is Rosh Chodesh, they're going to have to tell people. But there is no official proclamation where they get together and they give a patch on the bima and they say Rabbeinu, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. That doesn't apply by Rosh Chodesh. Shnas Hayoivel, they do have to say Mekudesh Hashana, but they do not have to say it by every Rosh Chodesh. There's another Man Yomid, by the way, that distinguishes between Bizmanoi and Shaloi Bizmanoi. He says Bizmanoi, it's not necessary to go and clap on the bima and make a proclamation because everybody knows what the Zman is supposed to be. It's when Shaloi Nir Bizmanoi, meaning if the Chodesh is Mole when they expected it to be Chosid, then they have to go and make that great announcement, Rabbi Yisai, Mekudesh HaChodesh.
I think it would be the opposite. When it's the 30th day, you know it's Rosh Chodesh because it's inevitable. It's when it's Bizmano that you have to announce it to say that the Edom saw it and it's
what you're saying is very, very good. Make sure we get to Daf Chav Tav. Okay. You'll see there's going to be a lot of
shakur pai. There's one mandama that has always kept the seder. Yesterday
it was always 29.
It was always
alternating.
Okay, right. Yeah, but we had even if they didn't come. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's still yeah. That was one sheet.
Yeah, but we had the vav zion vav hey vav zion sivan because he could have had it.
Exactly. Baruch Hashem. Tani idach noch a brisa. Yoivel hi tielachem. The words yoivel hi tielachem appear a number of times there in the parsha and in parsha Bahar. So the question is, ma tamulay? What's the yoivel hi? The fish them bekedash is nas chamishim shana. Yoakul kishem shemaskedesh vaylechem mitchil losa kach miskedesh vaylechem b'soyfa. Maybe I should go and say that the yoivel year, particularly if you hold like the rabbanon, that the yoivel year only really begins on Yom Kippur. Maybe it only ends on Yom Kippur. So instead of going from Rish Chodesh Tishrei, what we call Rosh Hashanah, to Rish Chodesh Tishrei, let it go from Asiri B'Tishrei until Asiri B'Tishrei. In other words, go from Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur. And therefore what would mean is that Yovel continues on into the 51st year for another 10 days. Well, yeah. Tisman, don't say, how can they? Come on, it can't be. We know that there is this inyan of being mois michol hakodesh, like every single Shabbos, as well as we'll see the gabi shmita year right. That you're already supposed to refrain from harisha and ktsira 30 days before, as well as produce where the chanota took place in shmita year. It has a din of shmita into the eighth year. Mitchum, as we'll see, Mitchum tomorrow as we get into the gemara about the shmita. Anyway, so the point is. There we see that there's an inyan of Hoysach Michal Lakoidesh. So maybe here by Yoivel it should continue on until Asiri Letishrei in year 51. Tamaloymer Yoivel he tia lechem shnas hachamishim shana. Hachamishim at mekadish viat mekadish shnas hachamishim achaz. Yoivel is only in the 50th year. If you look at number 8. Yoivel he shnas hachamishim shana tia lechem. This is the year of the Yoivel he. Now in the 50th year, but not in the 51st year. Tomorrow, Rabbanon, Shnas Chamishim Atam Moina Bi Atam Moina Shnas Chamishim Bi Achas. That you only count this year as a singular 50th year, and you don't give it a double identity of the 50th year and the 51st year. Lafukim Rabbi Yehuda Yom Shnas Chamishim Olekan Olekan Kamash Malon Deloy. What is this Rabbi Yehuda telling us? As we know, every Shemitah cycle goes for 7 years, and then in the 14th year, in the 21st year, until the 49th year. Then the 49th year, that's the final Shemitah of that 50-year period. And then the 50th year is Yoivel. Oh, Yoivel year. So you have really 2 years of Shemitah back-to-back, the 49th year and the 50th year. Now we get into year 51. According to us, the Rabbanon, we start counting now the new Shemitah cycle of 1 through 7. So it'd be 51, and then the year 57 is going to be the next Shemitah. Not according to everybody. According to Yehuda, Shnas Chamishim is the first year towards the next Shemitah cycle. Right. And therefore that Chamishim is wearing two hats. Number one, it's year 50, Yoivel year. But number two, just like every other Shemitah, where the year after Shemitah begins year number one of your Shemitah cycle. Yeah, year 50 is also year number one of the Shemitah cycle. So it's Taka Yoivel, and it's also a plain year, the year one. Say the Chacham, no. Year one of the new Shemitah cycle starts in year 51. It doesn't start in year 50. And that's what the Yoivel he. Shnas Chamishim Shana comes to tell you that you're only Mekadesh that year as Yoivel and not as 51, starting the next Shemitah cycle towards number 7.
According to Nach Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbanan, is that 50th year then also a Shemitah like year in the sense you don't do work on the field?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a two year suspension of work.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Yeah, the top of
exactly. We'll learn more about that tomorrow. In the meantime, have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.
Exactly. We don't have a Kabbalah now.